Patty was a bit worried. Before we all sat down for Sunday dinner, someone had started eating, so said Dave Brannan. And that's when our 3-year-old granddaughter said, "We haven't prayed yet." She was concerned that we might forget to give thanks. Her concern was a good sign. It showed that at her young age, Addie was beginning to form one of those good habits that parents teach their children as part of their instructions for life. This little routine, for instance, helps her see the value of prayer and thanksgiving, which can be a powerful resource for her in the years ahead. And Dave Brannan continued by saying, "Raising children in an age of hostility toward the Christian faith is not easy. Parents wonder how best to help their little ones learn to trust the Savior and to live to please Him. Proverbs indicates that a key to directing children is through purposeful instruction by parents. On such things as listening to wisdom, found in 2, verse 2, seeking discernment, 2, verse 3, understanding the fear of the Lord, 2, verse 5, and recalling parents' teaching, 3, verse 1, gaining insight, 4, verse 1. These become habitual when parents give instruction and when children retain those words of teaching. Got kids or grandkids? Well, it's never too early to begin instructing them in wise living. Proverbs 2, 1 and 5 says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, you'll understand the fear of the Lord." Spurr puts it this way. He said, "God gives us children for a time to teach them how to love the Lord, to train them in his righteous ways to follow and obey his word." My friend, those of us who do not have children or grandchildren, God has still put people within our sphere of influence. Amen? And so, for those of you who've got the children, the grandchildren, some great-grandchildren, and for those of us who are trying to model for those around us what it means to love Jesus Christ, we've got to remember that the character of our children tomorrow depends on what we put into their hearts today. Now, at some point, yes, everyone has to come to faith on their own. God doesn't have any grandchildren, as it said. But you and I have the opportunity this day, my friend, to instruct little ones in the Word of God. I remember a friend of mine saying that she was so impressed when babysitting a 5-year-old boy and a 3-year-old little sister that she gave them 30 minutes to get their toys ready and get cleaned up for bed. But it only took them about 5 to 7 minutes. They were both ready, had their teeth brushed, ready for bed, and the 5-year-old had helped his little sister. When Karen mentioned to the little boy, "I'm so pleased with how you helped her," you know what his response was? "Well, I just want to have a good testimony when Jesus comes back." 5 years old, my friend. We can learn something from that today. And Heavenly Father, I pray that I will. I pray that we can look at the childlike faith, not childish, but childlike faith that you call us to have, and that we would trust you like children trust those that they love, that we would look up to you, Lord, and that we, like that 5-year-old little boy, would love having a great testimony when you, Lord Jesus, come to get us. Help us to live for you this day, to be a good role model for those around, that they too would come to know Jesus. It's in his name that we pray and thank you. Amen.